Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2, presented as ever by Michael Coates, who will be along in an hour's time, and me, your host for the first hour of the show, John Yule. I hope you're well, I hope you've got the time to sit down and enjoy the music with us, and even if you're driving around Sheffield at the moment, I hope you can hear the music between your various calls. Right, I've played trombonist Steve Turay's latest album rather regularly recently, but here I return to his 2016 offering, Colours for the Masters, recorded at the Avatar Studio, Studio A in fact, in New York City. Steve playing a tribute on his own trombone to a trombonist role model of his, namely J.J. Johnson, who composed the number we heard there, Coffeepot. And the rest of the lineup, an all-star lineup as well. Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and we also heard the tenor playing of Jevon Jackson. Steve, by the way, will be appearing at the London Jazz Festival in a week or so's time. I think it's at Ronnie Scott's, and he'll be part of a lineup which is paying tribute on the evening to the works of McCoy Tyner. Moving now on to the Cleveland-born vocalist Vanessa Rubin. This is an album, I think I featured it once before, and in fact it's an album in which Steve Turay also appears. It's called Pastiche and was released in 1993, and here Vanessa takes on a Cedar Walton melody with lyrics by Hackett and Hackett. Here then is Vanessa Rubin singing Mosaic.
fun together.
New release time now here on Swing Time, and this one's been out for about 6 weeks over here, actually. It's the latest from pianist Bill Charlap, along with his usual support from Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. The album is called And Then Again and was recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York, of course, September the 9th, 2023. Two in a row coming up, Bill, as usual, giving plenty of focus on Broadway and the Great American Songbook, probably as the result of him being born to a composer and a singer. Here is Bill's original approach to Sometimes I'm Happy, which was composed in 1923 by Vincent Humans and Irving Caesar, and that'll be followed straight away by The Man I Love, the Gershwin favourite, of course, originally dropped from the score of Lady Be Good and then included in the musical Strike Up the Band. Here then, let's go over to the Village Vanguard and the Bill Charlap Trio. Thank you. Bill Charlop and his new album is called And Then Again and is out now on the Blue Note label. You're listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live with me, your host for the first hour of the programme, John Yule. I assume that when Kurt Elling recorded the two songs together we're about to hear, his album Night Moves, this was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York, released in 2007. I assume when he decided to put these two songs together, he did so in reference to Frank Sinatra and Antonius Carlos Jobim, who featured them on the first album that they worked on together. We hear from Kurt Elling on vocals, of course. Lawrence Hopgood is the arranger and also the piano player. He was Kurt's accompanist for quite a long time. Christian McBride on bass, Willie Jones III on drums, Guilherme Matiero on the guitar, and we also hear a harmonica from Howard Levy. The two songs in question, then, are Change Partners, written by Irving Berlin, and If You Ever Come to Me, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim. Here's Kurt Elling.
There's no use for a moonlight glow or the peaks where winter snows. What's the use of the waves that will break in the cool of the evening? What is the evening without you? It's nothing. Thank you. or the peaks where winter snows. What's the use of the waves that will break in the cool of the evening? What is the evening without you? It's nothing. I can see you may never come, but if you never come to me, what's the use of my wonderful dreams, and why would they need me? Where would they leave me without you to nowhere?
Good telling here on Swing Time. Right, time for the gig guide now. Not the good guide, the gig guide. We begin as usual at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 13th, for a group called the JAM Collective. Julia Doe Reese on viola, Annalise Lamb on violin, and Miranda Lewis on the Miranda Lewis Brown on the cello. A very string orientated lineup then from this trio, and they are presenting reimaginings of the likes of, or the music of the likes of, Ornette Coleman, Thelonious Monk, and Kenny Wheeler. Cabanas tomorrow night, familiar face Ryan Taylor on vocals and organ, and he'll be appearing with Chris Walker on guitar and Phil Johnson on drums. Sheffield Jazz this week is on Friday night at Crook Social Club, and they are presenting the EFPI All-Star Orchestra. This is a 15-piece lineup consisting of 3 reeds, 2 trumpets, 2 guitars, 2 keyboard players, 2 bass players, 2 drummers, 1 violin and 1 cello, which is a rather unusual combination. They're being brought together to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the FB record label, which a number of these artists do appear on. That's doors opening at 7:20 at Crook Social Club next or this Friday at the usual time. Friday the 15th of November, that is. Heads up on 2 gigs next Tuesday evening, the 19th. Keith Peters' Big Band are appearing at Farm Road Social Club. This is not their normal rota week. They've had to change the next two owing to other demands on the area. So the Keith Peters' Big Band next Tuesday night then at 8:30 at the Farm Road Social Club. And also on Tuesday next week, Keith Peters will be on Tuesday, as will the gig at the Worksop Library. The Matt Ratcliffe Unity is the name of the classic Hammond organ-led trio. Right, that's a good guide then. Now on to bassist Buster Williams, who contributes as composer on 6 of the 9 compositions on his album Audacity. But this is not one of them. The composer of this track is actually Lenny White, who is the drummer on the set, recorded at the Sear Sounds studio on the 4th of December 2017. The track is called Stumbling, and we also hear from Steve Wilson on sax, George Coleman on piano. Stumbling then, led by Buster Williams. Right, an album now which is still doing very well in the US charts, so well in fact that it's returned to the number one spot this week. This is Warren Wolf's new CD, The History of the Vibraphone, in which Warren pays tribute to the compositions of the great vibraphone players in history, including himself, as he has utilised one of his own works here. This is called I See You Baby Looking at Me. We hear from Warren Wolf on vibraphone, of course, Alex Brown on the Fender Rhodes, Vincent Archer on bass, and Carol C.V. Dashiell III on drums. Drummers always have complicated names, don't they? This was recorded at GB's Duke Joint in Long Island, or on Long Island even, New York City, of course, on the 1st of December 2023. Here's Warren Wolf with his own composition, then, I See You Baby Looking at Me. Thank you. Warren Wolf. The best big band in the world today now. Regular listeners will know that that means the WDR Big Band from Cologne. And here's an album completely containing compositions and arrangements by the leader and the saxophonist with the band, Bob Mincer. The album is called Soundscapes and was recorded at the WDR Studio 4 in Cologne in October 2019. Solos here from Billy Test on piano and Andy Hardarara on the trumpet. As I say, this is an album completely made up of compositions by the leader, Bob Mincer, and this is called Canyon Winds. We haven't heard from Michael Feinstein on Swing Time for a rather long time, so here he is with the Maynard Ferguson Big Band at the Capitol Studios in Hollywood, August 1999, an album called Big City Rhythms. And here's a song written by Charles DeForest, who contributed quite a lot to Tony Bennett's career at this particular time, although this actual recording we're going to hear was recorded 3 years after his untimely death in 1996. The Charles DeForest song, One Day at a Time, then, from Michael Feinstein and the Maynard Ferguson Big Band.
Things can change as quick as a blink of an eye. That's why we have such words as hello and goodbye. A lifetime can be a moment that may not come twice. So don't waste it, don't take it for granted, for as right as it sounds, there's no sounder advice. One day at a time, just be glad that we're here. Life's the best thing we've got, worth our very best shot. Every laugh, every tear. Think of all the lovely music, all the wonders you're bound to see. Think of someone's smile that's so much like spring that you just wouldn't miss it for anything. And words like forever are illusions, my friend. It's the quality time, not the quantity time, that will count in the end. So if every new sunrise, say thank you, just one day at a time. That's the secret, one day at a time. That's the magic, just one precious day at a time. Thank you. illusions, my friend. It's the quality time, not the quantity time, that will count in the end. So with every new sunrise, say thank you, just one day at a time.
Feinstein with the big band conducted by Maynard Ferguson takes us to the end of the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I hope you've enjoyed the music that we've had for you this afternoon and that you're going to stay tuned for Michael Coates taking over from me after the station ID. Today we have heard from, in this first hour, Steve Turay, Vanessa Rubin, Bill Charlap, Kurt Elling, Buster Williams, Warren Wolf, Bob Minter with the WDR Big Band, and we also heard finally from Michael Feinstein with the Maynard Ferguson Big Band. As I say, I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've selected for you this week, and I hope you'll be able to join me at the usual time, 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stand by for Michael Coates taking over. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for listening.